Hi Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you for coming today, giving me this opportunity to be in your association. It's a little difficult sometimes. I was just telling Raj Kumar today that I've practically been in one place for 2 months. I can't remember when I've been in one place for 2 months. I just can't. I can't even. I tried. I can't remember. But not only in one place for 2 months, but literally in one place for 2 months. And I had a long conversation today with Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj, and I was telling him that. The devotees, for the most part, are really taking advantage of the opportunities that have become available because they're not able to do much else except to stay in one place, and for some work at home, and for some wait to see if they have work in the future or whatever the case may be. But then he and I concurred in that there are some devotees who've got caught in this alone. And it's definitely, for some, it's had an effect on them. And he raised the same point that I expressed before of the concern, and that it's a time to find out who they are and to reach out if you know somebody who is alone and may not be so connected for whatever reason. It's a good opportunity to know who they are. And he also agreed that he knew of some devotees who are struggling with it because it's unprecedented. Obviously, we don't have to go into the details again. We've already covered this so many times in our talks, but it's an unprecedented time, and you know, practically every day, every other day, I hear about another devotee who's in the hospital. You know, so it's not going to go away quickly, and we're going to have to learn how to adjust externally, whatever the social guidelines are according to the laws of the country that you're in externally. Whether it's social distancing and wearing masks and stay home, and whatever the order is, and but internally, hopefully the adjustment that everyone is making is to utilize this to its full potential, and chanting and hearing. So, and Govinda Maharaj also. Said he's also heard so many devotees have contacted him expressing gratitude and appreciation for his availability. Being online, he says he goes online twice a day. Well, he goes online once to read Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he goes on again for japa. I spoke to Indradumna Maharaj yesterday. We had another, it was a long conversation. And he's also, I guess he's doing his webinars. And he's gotten a lot of amazing feedback also. He's been discussing, I guess, places of pastimes in different tirthas and holy places. And now I think he's covering different places in Vrindavan. And giving long talks about them. And I'm sure there's others, but it just so happened these were between yesterday and today, these were the two conversations I had, and hearing their realizations. And I was, I felt like I was the person who was reached out to. It was the right time, right place, and right circumstance. I mean, there's devotees here, but It was very nice to have these long conversations with my godbrothers. And it's why sometimes I almost jump through the screen when I see Dira or I see Yadubar. And just give a big embrace because I'm so grateful. So grateful to see them and for the opportunity to share. So anyways, some thoughts in my mind. Just thought I would share them before we begin our discussion about Gopa Kumara. And maybe we should give a brief summary. Just brief, because otherwise we may lose our time quickly. We read the verse by Srila, not verse, it was a quotation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which included the two verses Lord Chaitanya gave in his instructions to Sanatan Goswami in Jagannath Puri. And those verses, again, were, where are they? I know I have them here. Bhajanera Majre Shrestha Navavida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhari Mahashakti Tara Majre Sava Shrestha Nama Sankirtan Nirapadi Nama Laila Paya Prema Dan. Among the ways of executing devotional service, the nine prescribed methods are the best, for these processes have great potency to deliver Krishna and ecstatic love for him. Of the nine processes of devotional service, most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. I'm not going to go back and summarize everything, just that those were two verses that were cited by Kaviraj Goswami, of instructions that Lord Chaitanya gave to Sanatana Goswami under the circumstances we described last time. And then we described how Sanatana Goswami embedded those verses, not the verses themselves, but the concept of the verses in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the discussion between the Vaikuntha Dutas and Gopakumara. And the last time, we didn't go all the way to the beginning of the whole story of Gopakumara. We kind of started when Gopakumara was in Brahmaloka. And then Brahmaloka, he heard about how somebody achieved liberation, then how there was a conversation from the Vedas personified, and how he was encouraged to return to Mathura and to meditate on his mantra and to seek out his spiritual master, Jayanta. His spiritual master gave him more instructions, and by the chanting of the mantra, Gopakumara immediately left that place, and then he went through the material universes and entered into Mahakalapura, and which was on the other side, a place where liberated souls go to. And we discussed about what happened to him there, his experience with the effulgence and the personality behind the effulgence, and how he was influenced by the effulgence and almost became fearful of losing his identity and forgetting Madan Gopal, and merging, that fear entered his heart, emerging into the effulgence. And then while he was there, he heard off in the distance some singing. I wanted to, before we get into that point and go into the next sequence, before we get to the conversation of the Vaikuntha Dutas and Gopakumara, I was asked a question, and I thought it would be good I answered it, and I thought it would be good in case it was going through anybody else's mind, because my last description was quite detailed about the extent of time and the places visited by Gopa Kumara. And the question that I was asked is, if Gopa Kumara had to go through all of that and for so long, what hope is there for me? I mean, because we talked about the extent of time that Gopa Kumara was in Brahmaloka when Brahma vacated and Gopa Kumara was there, and then he realized, hey, I'm going to have to stay here for a long time. I've already been here for a long time. And it's important to know that Sanatana Goswami has given us this very detailed description of the different places that one can go according to one's meditation. And that is the destination that one can attain. One can go to the heavenly planets, one can get liberation. Krishna says, Ye yatamam prapajante tang satayva bhajami aham. As you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. But it's not that everybody has to go through the same procedure and path that Gopa Kumara had to go in order to achieve his desired destination, because the desired destination is already being given to us, and the attraction and the inspiration for that desired destination, if one by good fortune has it awakened within his heart, then he can look back at all these descriptions and see how Gopa Kumara also was not satisfied with any of these places he went to, even Vaikuntha, which is where we're going to be going to next. He wasn't satisfied in Brahmaloka. He was definitely wasn't satisfied in the Brahmajyoti, and not to speak of all the devotional scriptures, all the details the devotional scriptures gave to warn somebody, hey, don't get caught there. You don't want to be there. This is not the place you want to be. You're a devotee and you want a personal relationship. And I mean, it's not like we have to go there in order to make further progress. And we have the great fortune of knowing what the goal is. And therefore the whole description and narration is to help us become convinced none of these other places will be satisfying to me. And Sanatana Goswami is laying it out so elaborately in a way that if by good fortune, of course we emphasize the point again and again, if by good fortune our hearts are awakened into an attraction, what to speak of, we understand the goal of chanting Hare Krishna and what it's meant to give us, the fruit of chanting the holy name of the Lord, which we'll be discussing today, the fruit of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which we'll be discussing today, and the fruit of hearing the pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual world, and what to speak about, the hearing about the devotees who have spontaneous attraction to rendering service to the Lord in the mood of a friend or parent or in conjugal love. And by hearing all of these descriptions, which is what Srimad Bhagavatam is all about, which is what Srihad Bhagavatam Rita is all about, then this simply nourishes and nurtures the heart and awakens an attraction in such a way that, no, it's not like we have to go all to all these different places and spend all this time before we achieve our desired destination. So the goal is to awaken the desire within the heart for pleasing the Lord in the mood of a servant and what pleases him the most, and meditating on it. And Krishna is very kind. And as we hear in the evidence in so many different places, Krishna's not going to say, hey, no, first you got to go to Brahmaloka. Sorry, First, you have to experience what the Mahakalapur is. No. Krishna says, whoever remembers me at the time of death, he once taints my nature. Of this, there's no doubt. Anta kali jamamiva smaran mupakalevaram. So many verses give the evidence of what destination the devotee gets. And what to speak of, how emphatic Prabhupada was to do it in one life. So we may come back. We may have to come back. Indra Dumna Maharaj was telling me yesterday in the conversation, somebody, I'm sorry, my memory escapes me. Maybe somebody might remember it, but somebody had asked Prabhupada about where he's going in his next life, and Prabhupada just kind of responded, said, I'm going to hell to preach there. And that was his immediate spontaneous response. And I can't remember who it was to. It was somebody, it was not a devotee, but somebody had asked a question, and Prabhupada's immediate response is, this is where I'm going. And as we know, if the devotee wants to serve the Lord in that way, wants to serve his spiritual master in that way, maybe he can go there. But Prabhupada has also given so many other statements to the effect that you know, what to speak of, that famous quote when the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, how am I going to do it, Prabhupada? How is it going to be possible to get to the spiritual world so difficulty? And Prabhupada's answer was, don't worry, I have a key to the back door. So that's also very encouraging and inspiring. It's one of my favorite quotes. But Brihad Bhagavatamrita is not meant to tell us, you know, the route that we have to take to go there. It's meant to show us the route that we can avoid by actually understanding the goal, as Parikshit Maharaj did, because that's what Uttara asked Parikshit Maharaj. There wasn't that much time for Parikshit Maharaj to tell the whole Bhagavatam. She asked him specifically, can you give me the essence? I need to know the essence, and there's not much time. You don't have much time. And not only that, but in her question she asked, I have a hard time accepting that there's so many different destinations that one can get, and according to the one's particular method of worship, and even when one goes to the spiritual world, I have a hard time that for those devotees who have a specific mood of service in a particular way, that it's all the same. There must be a unique place. She specifically asked that question. There must be a unique place for those unique devotees who want to serve Krishna in this completely spontaneous, unmotivated mood of, you know, Kevala Bhakti. And she said, can you please explain to me all that you've heard from Shukadeva Goswami and give me the essence, because there's not much time. So Parikshit Maharaj is giving the essence. Sanatana Goswami is giving the essence. This is Srimad Bhagavatam in the essence, in both narrations, both in Narada Muni and his search for the person who's the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy, and in Gopa Kumara's quest, to instruct, as I was explaining yesterday in the class yesterday, he was instructing the Mathura Brahmin, and how he was sent by Radharani to approach the Mathura Brahmin, who was given by the goddess Kamakya, who is Durga Devi, and he was a worshiper of Durga Devi, and he was attracted to opulences and obtaining opulences from Durga Devi. But Durga Devi, in the dream, he gave him this mantra to chant on, to chant, and he began chanting this mantra. He accepted the mantra, and then gradually he lost his attachments as a result of chanting the mantra. And then he found himself in Mathura, and then when he found himself there in Vrindavan, and when he found himself there in Vrindavan, then he found Gopakumara, who was there, who he revealed later to the Bhattura Brahman that Radharani sent him from the spiritual world to go and to give his time and his association to this Mathura Brahman because he was chanting this mantra. And Gopakumara, as Sarup, which is his eternal form, he left the spiritual world. And just on the day that Krishna was going out to the pasturing ground, he left in the morning, and then they both went back together when Krishna was returning from the pasturing ground. Then he and the Mathura Brahman went back together when Krishna was coming back from the pasturing ground. And all that was accomplished in a short time, a very short time. And anyways, he was sent by Radharani to instruct. And Gopakumara, his story, his quest was to show the destination he achieved by chanting the same mantra that the Mathura Brahman was also chanting, the Gopal mantra. And because specifically Sanatana Goswami makes the point, I'm talking longer than I intended to talk. I wanted to get to the point about, we'll get to it. But I'm trying to put everything into perspective. But, you know, this Brihad Bhagavatamrita is just, it's amazing. It's just, I can't think of any other words. You know, it's just totally amazing. the more I read it, the more I just have to read it. I just can't stop reading it. Anyways, it's something to read. Anyway, what was I saying? I lost track. But the point was, ultimately, if the destination and the goal of service and the object of worship by proper meditation is there, then obviously one will receive the fruit of such worship and such meditation, and all these other places one doesn't have to be sidetracked and go through. So what we were 2 days ago is that Gopakumara was in Mahakalapur, and he heard some singing and dancing. And that was just at the point where he was concerned that he may get drawn in to merging into the effulgence of the Lord, and potentially he may forget Madan Gopal, who is the object of his meditation and the mantra. And just at that point, then Lord Shiva arrives on the scene. He saw Lord Shiva. He became captivated by his appearance. He saw he had associates with him. Some of his associates were there. Nandishwar was there. And he was riding on his bull. And his appearance is described. And Parvati was there also on his lap. And Gopakumara looked at Lord Shiva, became very much attracted by his bodily appearance, attracted by the spirit of dancing and everything else. And then I think it was Parvati. No, it wasn't Parvati. Nandishwara. Nandishwara saw that Gopakumara was wondering, who is this? And Nandishwara came and told and decided, I should tell him who this is. I said, don't you recognize? This is Lord Shiva. And he began telling him about who Lord Shiva is. And Gopakumara was hearing that narration about Lord Shiva, and he became very attracted to Lord Shiva. And then another thought arose in his mind about Lord Shiva and about his residence, because it's described how he saw Lord Shiva come from a place which was beyond Mahakalapur. And because that's where he was right at that particular junction, the Mahakalapur, which is the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, and that Lord Shiva seemed to descend from a place beyond it, above it. So he was thinking, wow, there's some place above it. maybe I should find out where he's from, who he is, and because he could see, you know, he could see all these other places. In fact, it's even described that he could see all the material universes and all the Lord Brahmas from his standpoint, from his vantage point, because he was outside the universes. Because Ganesh, at one point, he's going to describe to him, I'm jumping ahead. Ganesh is going to describe to him about what's going on in the material universes. But anyways, he saw Lord Shiva descend from above, and then he heard about Shiva Loka, and then he heard about Lord Shiva, and he started to think, you know, and he was actually thinking that maybe Lord Shiva and his worshipful deity, Madan Gopal, they're the same personality. And he started to think about how glorious is Lord Shiva. And then something went through his mind. I can't remember exactly what it was, but then Parvati picked it up, what was going through his mind. And Parvati told Ganesh, why don't you go talk to Gopakumar? And Ganesh came. And Ganesh started talking about Lord Shiva. And he says, like, you know, my father, he can actually give you the destination you desire. He's a greatest Vaishnava. His meditation is always on the Lord of Vaikuntha. And then he began hearing about Vaikuntha. And then and Baha Vaikuntha is even a destination which is beyond. And then while there was a conversation going on, then these effulgent personalities appeared. And they had such beautiful features, beautiful forms. And they are forms eclipsed, completely eclipsed, the appearance of all of Lord Shiva's associates. And he began wondering, who are these? Who are these effulgent personalities? And Ganesh began telling him, who these effulgent personalities are. He said, they're coming from Vaikuntha. And they come from Vaikuntha, and they sometimes come, and they were chanting ecstatically the names of the Lord, and they accompanied Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva saw them coming, then Lord Shiva fell into a swoon of ecstasy, and he began chanting their kirtan with them. And it just so happened the four Kumaras were there, and then when Lord Shiva embraced the four Kumaras, and then all of a sudden, Gopakumara said, hey, those are the four Kumaras. I remember meeting them once before, because he met them on Tapaloka. And then he started to think about them, and he wanted to serve them. And then Ganesh is telling them all about these Vaikuntha personalities and what they do. And he said, these Vaikuntha personalities, they travel all over the universes and go to different universes. And he points to all the different universes to Gopakumara. And Gopakumara is standing, he's looking at all the different universes, and he sees one Lord Brahma with four heads, another Lord Brahma with eight heads, another Lord Brahma with 16, another Lord Brahma with 64, another one with, and he said, millions. He sees all the different universes. And he says, these Vaikuntha Dutas, these personalities from Vaikuntha, they're traveling throughout, and they're just waiting to hear somebody who, on the tip of their tongue, is chanting the glorious names of the Lord. And they go there, and they're very eager. For anyone who has the name of the Lord on their tongue, they're very eager to go there and to rescue them and take them out of the universe and to bring them to Vaikuntha. And Ganesh is telling all this to Gopakumara, and he's hearing about these Vaikuntha Dutas, and he's becoming so attracted by the Vaikuntha Dutas. And then not only that, but he was attracted by Lord Shiva, because he heard Lord Shiva could actually bring him, could qualify him to go to Vaikuntha. And then as soon as Lord Shiva understood what was happening in Gopakumara's heart about wanting to go to Vaikuntha, then Lord Shiva came. Because when Gopakumara, he fell into a swoon, actually, at some point. He fell into a swoon, and he fainted. And Lord Shiva came over to him, understanding what was his heart. And Lord Shiva picked him up from his faint. And he said, I understand what you're aspiring for. I know you who you want to worship, who you want to see. I know the destination that you want to go. I said, you want to go to Vaikuntha. And he said, but even I and Gauri, we aspire to go to that place. But it's not such an easy place to go. And he began describing the destination of Vaikuntha. And the Vaikuntha Dutas heard Lord Shiva speak to Gopal Kumar in this way. And the Vaikuntha Dutas then, they came over and they spoke to Lord Shiva. And they said to Lord Shiva, they said, oh, don't you, you're fully qualified to go to the spiritual world. You're the greatest Vaishnava. Why are you saying such things? And Lord Shiva, out of his total humility, feeling completely unqualified, he was just embarrassed by the statements. And he didn't respond to their statements. And then what happened is the Vaikuntha Dutas, they saw Gopal Kumar standing there, hearing from Lord Shiva, and they turned to Gopal Kumar and they said, and you too. you also, because you are a worshiper, you are meditating on this mantra, you're meditating on Madan Gopal, you're meditating on the same personality Lord Shiva is meditating upon, and you're also fully qualified to go there. And Gopal Kumar became completely overwhelmed when the Vaikuntha Dutas are talking to Gopal Kumar. And what they're going to say to Gopal Kumar about what goes on in Vaikuntha and what's the very attractive feature, the Sankirtan of Vaikuntha. Just as we said before, it's the Sankirtan of the holy names of the Lord in ecstatic love for the Lord. And because all the residents of Vaikuntha have ecstatic love for the Lord in a particular mood of worship. And he's going to describe this. Now, I said I wanted to read some of these verses. There's a lot of verses between the Vaikuntha Dutas and Gopal Kumar. It's definitely not going to be accomplished today, all the verses. I don't even think it'll be accomplished on the 15th. We may touch it on the 15th. And we may have to go to the 17th. But as we said, these verses are all Sanatana Goswami's elaboration of the 9 processes of devotional service and how they give one ecstatic love for God, which is what Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami. And then Lord Chaitanya also said, but of the 9 processes of devotional service, most important is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, because if one chants that holy name of the Lord without offenses, then he achieves ecstatic, you know, the most ecstatic love of Godhead by chanting the names of the Lord. And this is what is going to be discussed in these verses from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 121, and we're just going to read maybe just a couple of verses. It's already 1721. That means I've been speaking for 35 minutes already. We'll read a couple verses. This is text 121. This is when the Vaikuntha Dutas speak. I'm going to skip the Sanskrit. The associates of the Supreme Lord said, O worshipper of the transcendental mantra of our Lord, O beloved of the husband of Uma, because it's very dear to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva already demonstrated how Gopal Kumar was very dear to him when he embraced him, picked him up, and was very happy to receive him. O son of a cowherd, indeed, we count you amongst the Lord's devotees. Commentary: with these kind words, the Vaikuntha Dutas assured Gopal Kumar that he too was fit to enter Vaikuntha. In general, those who properly worship the authentic Vishnu mantras become pure Vaishnavas, and pure Vaishnavas can reside in Vaikuntha. Next verse. Born in the country of Gauda, on the banks of the Ganga, was a first-class Mathura Brahmin named Jayanta. He is an incarnation of Krishna, and is your exalted spiritual master. This is who Gopakumara met. It was Jayanta who was his spiritual master, and how he first received the mantra from, and although he first received it and was not given any many instructions about the mantra he was chanting, and he saw him a couple of other times, and he still did not receive so many instructions about the method of chanting, the goal of the chanting, but the mantra itself was already acting because he had faith. It was already acting. It was already working on him. But then, during the last visit, when he saw his spiritual master, as we said, then the spiritual master, his Jayanta, told him, I've given you everything you need to know. Just let the mantra do its work. And then he fell into ecstasy, disappeared, and then gone. And then Gopakumara chanted, and then went beyond the material universe, went beyond and went beyond the 8 coverings of the universe, and went to Mahakalapur. And it's in that place where the Vaikuntha Dutas are speaking to him. He still hasn't gone to Vaikuntha yet. And in fact, as we said, by the time the Vaikuntha Dutas are finished speaking with him, they're going to send him back down to Mathura. Not down. I don't want to use the word down because it's not... back to Mathura. Because Gopakumara's whole conclusion towards the end is he begins describing to the Mathura Brahmin that there's no difference between here and there. Slight differences. There's some slight differences, and he describes those slight differences. Those are ecstatic also, you know, the slight differences that are there. But that's another topic. So that's Jayanta, his spiritual master. Next verse, 123. Except as true that we have come here only for your sake. It's another evidence of how the Lord takes initiative when the devotee chants sincerely. He says, except it's true that we have come here only for your sake. And please hear what is beneficial for you to do. If you want to reach Vaikuntha, then give up everything and with pure love practice the 9 forms of devotional service. Commentary. When the messengers told Gopakumara to give up everything, they meant he should be ready to leave Mahakalapura and that he should give up attachment to his formal mantra chanting. His chanting out of duty should transform into ecstatic Nam Sankirtan, in which the enthusiasm of his love for Madan Gopal Dev would be directed into the 9 methods of pure bhakti. No comment. I'll read one more verse. This is the last verse, and then we'll start chanting. Honor the Bhagavatam and other scriptures that tell of this devotional service. Hear from them regularly about the Lord's pastimes, for when those narrations enter the holes of your ears and you relish them with love, they will swiftly award you the Lord's abode. Honor the Bhagavatam. Of course, this is the Bhagavatam. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is the essence of the Bhagavatam. Honor the Bhagavatam and other scriptures that tell of this devotional service. Hear from them regularly about the Lord's pastimes. For when those narrations enter the holes of your ears and you relish them with love, they will swiftly award you the Lord's abode. Commentary. Because Gopakumara is not familiar with the 9 methods of devotional service, the Vaikuntha messengers inform him first about the method of Shravana, hearing. Of all the authorized forms of Shravana, hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam, is recommended as the most effective. Lord Chaitanya said the same thing of the 5 most potent forms of devotional service. Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Shravana, Bhagavat Shravana. Bhagavat Shravana means hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, there's Mathura Vasa, Shimotira, Shradaya Sevana, five most potent methods of devotional service is association with devotees, Nam Sankirtan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the devotees, and then worshiping the deity and living in a place, sacred place of pilgrimage. We already discussed this verse in a previous class, and we spoke about how all of these are all connected to the holy name of the Lord. And the holy name of the Lord is the foundation and basis of all these other processes of devotional service. We read it from a quotation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I'm not going to resume that. But here, I'm not going to repeat that. So of all the authorized forms of Shravana, hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam, is recommended as the most effective. Srimad Bhagavatam often reiterates this recommendation. Then there's a verse from the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, translation, for a person who is suffering in the fire of countless miseries and who desires to cross the insurmountable ocean of material existence, then there is no suitable boat except that of cultivating devotion to the transcendental taste for the narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes. And then one other verse from the second canto of the Bhagavatam, those who drink through oral reception, their ears fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify themselves of the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, back to the Lord's lotus feet. Bhagavatam, second canto, second chapter, 37th verse. Those who drink through the oral reception, their ears fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify themselves of the polluted aim of life known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, back to the Lord's lotus feet. And then the next verse will be about devotional service in any one of its nine forms. And we'll get to that on Friday. Today's Wednesday? Yes, Friday. Japa? Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaurda Bhaktivinoda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaurda Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna Gaurda Bhaktivinoda. I'm going to just, before ending, just every morning, I've done it now for the last couple of months. I read these before chanting, beginning my japa, the Shivaram Maharaj's book, My Daily Prayers. And I really, anyways, they're nice. I'd recommend it. I spoke about it before, so I'm not going to speak about it again. But I just wanted to read two prayers. I thought... one of them is from Briha Bhagavatamrita. I'll just read the translation. All glories to Lord Mirari in the form of his all ecstatic name. If any living being puts aside such tasks as meditation, ritual worship, and social duties, and even once takes the Lord's holy name, the name will grant him liberation. That holy name is the greatest source of eternal pleasure and is my very life and ornament. That is a Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupa Murare Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyana Pujadi Yatnam Katamapi Sakridatam Muktidam Praninayat Paramam Amritam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam Me. And another one, just one other one I wanted to read is this is from Stavavali. O tongue, tortured by thirst, please mix the delicious nectar of the name Radha with the wonderfully sweet condensed milk of the name Krishna. Add the fragrant ice of pure love and drink this charming beverage at every moment. Kabhi habi bolo se dinamar, right? Afarada gucci shuda namaruchi. But it's nice. It's nice to hear those who relish. Many other nice prayers here. Of course, the famous prayer of Rupa Goswami from Vidagdha, from Vidagdha Madhava. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. From Brahma Vavarta Purana, I give transcendental devotional service to anyone who calls out Ra, and I eagerly appear before anyone who speaks the syllable Da. Radha. Anyways, I just wanted to end with a few of these verses. Thank you very much. It's time for me to go for a walk before it starts raining. Looks like it's going to start raining any minute here. And Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Dwaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.